Going to jump right into it with Congressman Tim Burchett from Tennessee. Congressman, we're clearly following this breaking news this morning and throughout the day. I want to begin with your reaction.
I think it's politically motivated. I think you're hearing out of the DA's office that a great many of the people that work there are in protest of this, and they realize, you know, this is all timing. Everything that they've accused Trump of in the past, the Russian collusion, all the other, it's all been drummed up. And this is just a further advancement of that. It's, you know, we've militarized every political office in this country where they think that that's what they need to be doing. And you've got some radicals, frankly, that are just abusing the law. And I suspect all it's going to do is embolden and strengthen President Trump's base.
Yeah. As you mentioned, you believe that this is politically motivated. Talk to me a little bit about the impact this has clearly on perhaps the president as he heads into his presidential bid.
Yes, ma'am. Well, at their hope, you know, you can indict, as I've been told, an old Democrat buddy of mine in the state Senate in D.C., I mean, in Nashville, told me you can indict a ham and cheese sandwich. It doesn't mean you're guilty. It's part of the process. And all they're going to do is charge him with something that someone apparently has never been charged before with. He used his own money for his own business and own dealings. And it's perfectly legal what he did. So we're not really sure how this goes any further. And generally these things, they just want the impact of making the charge. And then they see the so-called perp walk, and they'll show the president, you know, in his mug shots, and that'll be out there. But this has not worked. This has never worked. You know, all they do is make a martyr, just like the Republican Party made a martyr out of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's my friend. But, you know, every time they say something about her, she goes out and raises another $1 million. The same with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And they never learn. And this is exactly what will be happening to President Trump, I feel. I think he will be exonerated. And the sooner the better. But I think this just shows you what happens in politics when you take on the machine, the swamp, so to speak. And that's either party. And I feel very confident that he will be exonerated from this.
Congressman, you serve an incredibly important role on the Oversight Committee, which is conducting a number of investigations right now, including into the Biden family. How does, again, these attacks that we see on the president continue to feature into the work that you're doing in Congress when it comes to the politicization of the U.S. federal government that we've seen by the left, or whether it's been the suppression on social media when it comes to conservative voices?
Ma'am, those are all excellent points, and you're exactly right. Everything that we deal with on oversight is just that. We're oversight of every aspect of American government, and that's what we'll be doing. And Chairman Comer does an excellent job. Also, Jim Jordan's on that committee, and there's just a number of stars on that committee. I'm kind of the low end of the totem pole, but we're going to get to the bottom of every bit of this, and don't think that there will be one stone left unturned. This is ridiculous. This is politicization. This is your tax dollars being wasted to bring somebody down, bring an American president down, literally. And that's what they're doing. And time and time again, these are lies, and they're not as slick as they think they are. People are already talking, telling what's going on behind the scenes, and this will unravel very quick.
How difficult has it been, Congressman, to be able to do your job and your quest for information, for documents and information, particularly given this political climate that we're in right now?
Well, when you have people that don't follow the law, ma'am, you don't expect them to do what's right. It's kind of, but eventually, like the bank robber that gets caught outside the bank that hands you his gun and the bag of money and says they're sorry, it doesn't end then. They still will be brought to trial, and that's what will happen to these folks. They will all be brought before us, and they will be forced to answer some tough questions. And it's in this day and age of high tech, there is nothing that is secret, ma'am, unless you whisper it in somebody's ear, and somebody's hearing it, and somebody's picking it up. Everything they've done, every document will be suspect, and it will be brought before us, because that's what this committee does. It provides oversight. And in the past, under the Democrat reign of terror, it didn't do anything. But I can assure you, under the Republicans and Speaker McCarthy's leadership, that it will be brought, judgment will be served, and it will be very quick.
All right, Republican Congressman Tim Burchett, we appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. And I'd encourage everybody to keep fighting for the good folks there on Newsmax. Y'all are wonderful, and we need to make sure we keep y'all on the air, because the other side is kicking and screaming because you all are succeeding. So thank you for what you do, ma'am.
Thank you, Congressman. We appreciate you.